Advent, Chapter 9, Praying the Names, the O Antiphons.
These names are numinous, a found poem. Beg to be recited, chanted out. Malcolm Guite.
There's a lovely Advent tradition of praying the seven O Antiphons on the 7 days prior to the Feast of Nativity, in the context of evening prayers. These ancient antiphons, or prayers, are derived from the book of Isaiah, which offered us seven names or attributes for the anticipated Messiah before we knew the given name of Jesus. 1. O Sapientia, wisdom, come and teach us the way of prudence. 2. O Adonai, sacred Lord, come and redeem us with an outstretched arm. 3. O Radix, root of Jesse, let nothing keep you from coming to our aid. 4. O clavis, or key, open prison doors, set your captive people free. 5. O Orions, radiant dawn, enlighten those who dwell in darkness. 6. O Rex Gentium, king of all nations, come and save the human race which you fashioned from the dust. And 7. O Emmanuel, God with us, Savior of all people, come save us. When I first discovered this tradition, I found myself turning the names over and over in my mind, first in their original language, Sapientia, Adonai, Radix, Clavis, Orions, Rex Gentium, Emmanuel, and then in English, Wisdom, Sacred Lord, Root, Key, Radiant Dawn, King of all nations, God with us. Repeating these mystery-laden names out loud increases my awe and ardor for Christ, for these names are numinous, a found poem begging to be recited, chanted out. Around the time I discovered the antiphon tradition, I came across the work of English poet-priest Malcolm Guite. In his fine book of poetry, Sounding the Seasons, 70 Sonnets for the Christian Year, he offers 7 sonnets corresponding to the 7 antiphons. Malcolm's poetry reveals the riches of the antiphons available to us when we attend to them prayerfully.
The Great O Antiphons. O Sapientia. I cannot think unless I have been thought, nor can I speak unless I have been spoken. I cannot teach except as I am taught, or break the bread except as I am broken. O mind behind the mind through which I seek. O light within the light by which I see. O word beneath the words with which I speak. O founding unfound wisdom finding me. O sounding song whose depth is sounding me. O memory of time reminding me. My ground of being always grounding me. My maker's bounding line defining me. Come, hidden wisdom, come with all you bring. Come to me now, disguised as everything.
Many readers will be familiar with the O Antiphons through the Advent hymn, O Come Emmanuel. As I came to love the tradition, I wanted to record a new version of this great hymn for modern worshipers. It is typically sung rather solemnly, but I hear it with the urgency of one on an adventure, going out breathlessly to greet what is coming. Also, loving Malcolm's corresponding sonnets, I wanted to expose the listeners to his work. Thus, I ventured to record a new version of the song. I modified the text somewhat and substituted 2 of the traditional stanzas with sonnets read by Malcolm. I also changed the order of the verses simply because I liked how they sounded, not intending to be dismissive of the tradition in any way. And I pray that this rendering of a traditional piece will animate your expectant waiting as it has mine.
Ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly air. exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, clear wisdom, come with all you bring. We see you now disguised as everything. To us the hidden path of prudence show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
All of us sprung from one deep hidden seed, rose from a root invisible to all. We knew the virtues once of every weed, but severed from the roots of ritual, we surf the surface of a widescreen world and find no virtue in the virtual. We shrivel on the edges of a wood whose heart we once inhabited in love. Now we have need of you, forgotten root, the stock and stem of every living thing, whom once we worshipped in the sacred grove. For now is winter, now is withering, unless we let you root us deep within, under the ground of being, graft us in.
Oh, come now, day spring, come and chill our spirits with your advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice,
even in the darkness where I sit and huddle in the midst of misery. I can remember freedom, but forget that every lock must answer to a key, that each dark clasp, sharp and intimate, must find a counterclasp to meet its guard, particular, exact and intricate, the clutch and catch that meshes with its ward. I cry out for the key I threw away, that turned and overturned with certain touch, and with the lovely lifting of a latch, opened my darkness to the light of day. Oh, come again, come quickly, set me free, cut to the quick to fit the master key.
Oh, come, great Lord of splendor, power and might, who to your ragged tribes on Sinai's height, in ancient times inscribed the sacred law, in fire and cloud, in majesty.